urgent notice to subscribers. We will be restricting this weekly podcast download from September 6th to only those who provide their online radio URL, radio call letters, or podcast URL where you broadcast this weekly news. Please send your information to info@jamaicans.com. Thank you. Now to the news. Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 6, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister makes third emergency declaration. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, issued a third emergency declaration for the areas of Clarendon and St. Catherine. He stated that he was prompted to take this drastic action following an increase in crime in those parishes. The state of emergency, or SOE, will be in effect for a period of time ranging from 2 weeks to 3 months. Holness said his action should come as no surprise, as he stated during his last visit to the area that he would impose the SOEs. The goal of the SOEs is to maintain a low level of violence and to disrupt gang activity. Third offshore oil seep discovered in Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, discovered via testing by two independent labs that an oil seep found in Jamaica in 2018 is the third offshore oil seep in the country. In making its announcement, the PCJ noted that the seep has no commercial potential, but its discovery provides strong indications that Jamaica has a working petroleum system that generates and expels hydrocarbons to the surface. With this discovery, the number of hydrocarbon seeps is raised to 5. Oil and gas seeps have been found on and offshore in 2019. A well-known gas seep, the Windsor gas seep, has been bubbling since the 1900s. This week's Caribbean news. Bahamas sustains devastating damage from Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm with winds of up to 185 miles per hour and torrential rains bringing devastating flooding and desperation to the nation's people. It was the most powerful storm to strike the Bahamas in recorded history and remained stationary over Abaca and Grand Bahama Islands for several days. Thousands of homes were destroyed or severely damaged, and people were trapped in their attics for the duration. Despite the damage, Bahamian authorities say the nation is open for business as rescue efforts continue. Joy Jibrilu, Director General of the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation, reported that Nassau, where most of the nation's major resorts are located, is still operating, as are other islands, including Eleuthera and the Exumas. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Hermione Ricketts, Jamaican who fought Miami authorities to retain garden, dies. Hermione Ricketts, 63, who fought City Hall in Miami, Florida, over her desire to keep her vegetable garden, has died. She and her partner Tom Carroll waged a legal battle that resulted in the creation of a new state law. A commemorative replanting of their garden was held on July 1, 2019 in Miami Shores. Ricketts was a Jamaican gardening expert, architect, and artist, and her legal fight to keep her garden made significant waves in the Florida State Senate. The controversy involved where the couple could plant their garden and went on for years. A bill was finally signed in 2019 to ban local governments from creating ordinances such as those that restricted Ricketts' gardening plans. Ricketts was born in a village outside of Kingston, Jamaica, as the youngest of 5 brothers and sisters. She's survived by her husband, Tom Carroll, with whom she owned her Miami Shores home for the last 26 years. Her siblings, Donald, Ronald, Shirley, and Pam, her nieces and nephews, Douglas, Kirk, Omar, Trudy Ann, and her grandnieces, Ashley and Haley. Her mother, Gloria, passed away in 2018. This week's business news. Jamaica looking to make stronger links between its ganja dealers and banks in the United States. According to Audley Shaw, Jamaica's Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries, The government wants to create improved relationships between the local cannabis industry and US banks. He said that one of the limitations on more rapid growth of the ganja industry for Jamaica is the relationship between the industry and banks in the US. The government plans to be more aggressive in its lobbying of the US government to establish a correspondent banking system for legal and legitimate cannabis and medicinal cannabis operators in Jamaica. This week's arts and entertainment news. Multiple exhibitions set to celebrate centenary of Miss Lou. The Jamaica Cultural Development Corporation, JCDC, plans to launch multiple exhibitions to mark the 100th anniversary celebration of the birth of Jamaica's cultural icon, Louise Bennett Coverley, better known as Miss Lou. The exhibits will begin at the parish offices of the JCDC and in the island's parish libraries from September 7, 2019. The anniversary celebration will last all month to give the public a chance to participate and reflect on the contributions of Miss Lou, who was an educator, folklorist, poet, and promoter of the Patois language throughout her lifetime. This week's sports news. Jamaica's women's national team won't play until paid what is owed. The members of Jamaica's Reggae Girls women's national team have informed the Jamaica Federation that they will not play until the Federation pays them what they are owed. The players include Khadija Barney-Shaw, Toriana Patterson, Alison Swaby, and Lauren Silver. The players made their position known via social media, posting a no pay, no play banner that stated, "Pay our reggae girls." In 2019, the team became the first Caribbean team to play in the Women's World Cup competition. The players say that they have won respect in their sport and are proud of their accomplishments, yet they are literally fighting just to get paid through legal agreements. The dispute is not only about money, they say, but about changes in how women's football is perceived, particularly in Jamaica. They believe they deserve more and will not participate in any future competitions until they receive the pay they are owed. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.